Hail to you, Provost.
So I think you are.
I am the Provost. What's your will, good friar?
Bound by my charity and my blessed order, I come to visit the afflicted spirits here in the prison. Do me the common right to let me see them, and to make me know the nature of their crimes, that I may minister to them accordingly.
I would do more than that if more were needful. Look, here comes one. A gentlewoman of mine who, falling in the flaws of her own youth, hath blistered her report. She is with child, and he that got it sentenced. A young man more fit to do another such offence than die for this.
When must he die?
As I do think, tomorrow. I have provided for you. Stay a while, and you shall be conducted.
Repent you, fair one, of the sin you carry?
I do, and bear the shame most patiently.
I'll teach you how you shall arraign your conscience, and try your penitence, if it be sound or hollowly put on.
How gladly, lad.
Love you the man that wronged you?
Yes, as I love the woman that wronged him.
So then, it seems your most offenseful act was mutually committed.
Mutually.
Then was your sin of heavier kind than his?
I do confess it, and repent it, father.
'Tis meet so, daughter. But lest you do repent, as that the sin hath brought you to this shame, which sorrow is always towards ourselves, not heaven, showing we would not spare heaven as we love it, but as we stand in fear.
I do repent me, as it is an evil, and take the shame with joy.
There, rest. Your partner, as I hear, must die tomorrow. And I am going with instruction to him. Grace, go with you. Benedicite.
Must die tomorrow? Oh, injurious love that respites me a life, whose very comfort is still a dying horror.
It is pity of him.